B-Pod Studios.
The great Larry Bowo on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bo!
What's up, cuz?
How you doing, my brother?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
Great. I got excited because I saw the schedule come out.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I started to think, well, you know what? Maybe we get to play. And if we get to play, it's going to be a fascinating 60-game sprint, Bo, of something we've never seen before.
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, in my opinion, because I think the team that has the best bullpen is going to get in the playoffs. I don't think you can rely on the starters early, the first two or three starts to go deep. So you got to have some depth down there. And, you know, and obviously the team that stays away from these positive tests are going to have a definite advantage. But I just hope we can start it because, you know, watching what's happening every day, the spikes in certain areas, you know, I just keep my fingers crossed that we do start up at the end of July.
I know. Hey, sometimes we have a guest on and I get excited, especially when I said something and somebody we all respect says basically says the same thing, Andrew, about the bullpen, because the bullpen's going to be key. So you just made my day because I had said the same thing earlier. I really appreciate that. It's going to be interesting for the Phils, and I don't know about you. When I look at this team, like I start to really like the lineup a lot. I think our lineup is really taking shape. And I love me some Real Muto, man. I love
right.
that kid.
Right. You know, I was in uniform all the way till we had to break camp down there. I really liked what I saw in spring training. And I don't overreact and to a lot of wins and losses in spring training, but the way they played and the intensity they played with, I was really impressed, and hopefully they can carry that when we start up at the end of July, because I think this team, as you said, the offense, I think we're going to score a lot of runs. I really do. And the key is going to be our bullpen. I like our pitching. I like our starting pitching, but obviously they're not going to be stretched out. But the whole key is who tests positive, because from what I understand, this is just, I heard it from a second source, that if you do test positive, then you have to sit out for, I think, a week. And then you have to have two good tests. And if you don't have two good tests, you have to sit out another week. So it's going to be important that we stay away from those guys missing 3 weeks, especially pitchers, starting pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's going to really hurt whatever team has to go through that adversity. But I don't know. See, maybe we got out of our system down there in Clearwater. We had a few people test positive, and everyone was concerned about Nola because he wasn't out there, but I guess he was with somebody that tested positive, and he had to be basically quarantined for a week. So hopefully he's okay, and it sounds like he is.
Thank God. And you know, again, obviously health is the primary focus, and then you know, if Lord willing we can play,
right,
it would be awesome. What would be so interesting is the fact there's only 5 off days. Hey,
yeah.
Man, talk about a grind playing 60 and 65 days. I'm sure at some point you probably had a stretch like that with a couple doubleheaders, but
yeah,
that is a grind, 60 and 65.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the weather, what we've had so far, and it's going to be hot the rest of the summer, and that takes a lot out of you also. But I think these guys are going to be well-rested, obviously. They haven't played. So, and with the extra guy, we're going to start off with 30. And eventually they'll get down to 26. But the DH is going to definitely help, because you'll be able to, a guy like Real Muto, you can let him DH a game or two in a row and let him get off his feet and just hit. You can rotate guys. So I think they'll stay fresh. And Joe, I think, is going to do a great job. You know, his big assets handling the bullpen, which I think is going to be important, as we talked about earlier. But he has, you know, I talked with him in spring training. He likes definite roles, defined roles down there, which I think is great.
Thank God.
So, you know, the first 5 innings, if you're not called and you know you're a long man, after the 5th inning, you might want to relax a little bit. From the 6th inning on, there's 2 or 3 guys that, hey, they know if that phone rings, they're going to be up. So I like that part of it. And Joe's definitely good at handling relief bullpens and not getting guys too tired too early. So I think he's going to do a good job. I thought he did a good job in spring training. And Brian Price, I think I have a lot of respect for him as a pitching coach. So I'm looking for some big things. And if this thing does get underway and goes the full 60, I'd be shocked if we didn't get in the playoffs. I really would. Even though the East in the National League and the American League are two toughest divisions, I do think that we'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're talking to the great Larry Bowa on the Comcast Business Hotline. I'm thinking along your lines, and I think once guys get stretched out, I mean, I think this rotation really has a chance. Right. And I'm curious about Arrieta. I think that could actually help him. All that rest might be able to get his good little life in that arm as well.
Well, you know, the big thing, Amp, is you know, when guys are playing on the last year of their contract, for some reason there's another gear. And obviously, this is his third year. So, and I know he still wants to play. So, you know, I expect him to do some good things down there. I thought he threw the ball pretty good in spring training. His last outing wasn't really good, but the previous outings were good. And I expect him to do what we're expecting him to do. I think he's going to live up to expectations this year. And as you said, he's well rested, and I'm looking for some good things out of him.
Hey, what do you think of? I'm curious about your eyes and what you saw out of Spencer Howard. What do you think of him?
Well, barring injury, this guy's the real deal. Yeah, this guy, he's got everything going. Good breaking ball, good poise, good command. The ball jumps on you real quick. It gives you that nice, easy motion, and the ball's on top of you. It's got late life. Barring any injuries, he's a top of the rotation guy. I'm not saying he's a one, but he's a one or a two. I mean, a two or 2A.
Yeah.
You put him up there with Nola and Wheeler, you know, when you start to see the regular season, those are three pretty good arms that you're going to get thrown at you right out of the gate. And, he's a good kid. He's got a great work ethic. And, because of the situation that happened, I'm sure we're going to see a lot of him, in these 60 games.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Kid. And the other one I'm looking at, I'm curious what your eyes told you about Bohm. And
Bohm can hit. I'm going to tell you, this guy can hit. He's got a great – you usually don't see college kids come out of college with a good two-strike approach. This guy literally, he hates striking out, which I love. I talk to him. He hits the ball the other way very well. He's got power to all fields. Obviously, the question mark is, where's he going to play?
Yeah.
I will say this, Ant. Oh, I saw him in college because I scouted him before the draft. I didn't think there was any way this guy could play third. He's definitely improved. There's no question about that. And he likes to work. You know, if it's a perfect world, he probably could use a little more reps at third base, but I really like him. He's a disciplined hitter for a young kid. And, like I said, those two guys, Howard and Bohm, are two good prospects that most of our fans should keep an eye on, because they're going to be pretty good players.
Yeah, I'm getting the sense of when I'm looking at the development of this team, I'm real excited. I think you know, there's a real good chance that, and you know this better than anybody, that there's always a corner, right? And once you turn that corner, there's like an ascent, and I can see it with Girardi in place.
Right.
I with the talent that's here, I can see this thing kind of shooting up, right?
Yeah. I do too. I mean, it sort of reminds me with Bohm and Howard, you know, the young guys and Kingery and Hoskins. It seems like, you know, when we first came up in the early 70s, we got beat up a little bit. And then we hit, like you said, we hit a groove about 75, and we were a pretty good baseball team. And I sort of envision this team to do that. When you have some guys that you can count on, like two mainstays like Bohm and Howard, and I really believe Kingery playing one position is going to really help him. You know, obviously,
yeah,
he's get over this positive test. I don't know how serious it is. Obviously, it seems like he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. But I really like, you know, this kid. He plays the game the right way. And Haas, I'm looking for him to bounce back. I really am. He changed his stance a little bit in spring training. I thought there were some positive things coming out of spring, the way he was swinging the bat. So, you know, with that and obviously, Hart in right field and Kutch being 100%. And Realmuto, you got a pretty deep lineup. And there's depth to it. As far as you get down to 7-8 hitters, you're going to have tough outs down at the bottom of that lineup.
Yeah, I'm excited because with the DH.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, the guy like Bruce...
He'd be a good one.
You know? I mean, and it gives you some good left-handed pop. You already got Harp there. So I'm real excited about that piece. And listen, you got Didi's got, you know, he's Didi, still got pop in his bat.
Hey, I love Didi. I know he only got two or three hits in spring training. He's got a great attitude. He brings a lot of energy to the park every day. He can still play short at a high level. You know, the thing you were talking about, the DH, you can also get McCutcheon off his legs.
Yeah.
You know? And let him DH. You can put Bruce in left field. You got a lot of maneuverability. You got Quinn who can play all three outfield positions. You got Haseley. There's a lot of depth on this team. And again, I know we're in a tough division, but I think the one thing we got to do, cuz, is the first three games of the year, we got to establish being able to beat a team like Miami.
Yes!
The last 2 years, this team beat us. I'm looking at that lineup and I'm going, why is this happening?
Yes.
So hopefully we get out of the gate here and win the first three games, because I know they've got some young kids, but they shouldn't be able to compete with us. You know, if we're healthy, we should be able to handle that team.
I was saying earlier, too, we got 10 against the Marlins, all right? I want 7-3 is
That'd
my goal, all right?
Well, we had 19 against them the last 2 years. And I said, if we can win 12 or 13, and we don't even win 10 against them. So we gotta make sure that we bring it to when we're playing those real easy teams. I don't say easy teams.
Yeah, I know what you
mean. Teams that are young, you got to take advantage of them and beat them.
Yeah, I'm with you. So we're talking to the great Larry Boa on the Comcast Business Hotline, and but one of the things we do is we do during this whole pandemic. We've been playing playbacks of games in the past, like notable games with the Eagles, Flyers, Sixers, and, of course, the Phils.
Right.
And today's playback is the game that ended 4:41 in the morning.
I was coaching third.
Yes!
Mitch Williams got a big hit. and it rained, and he hit a ball in the gap. And I think Inky was on first, and I'm going, please get by this outfielder, because it's going to take another hit to score Inky, but it got by, it hit on that wet turf, and that's a game that, man, I'll tell you what, that's one for the ages. And Mitch always talked about hitting, and he said, I can hit, and I guess we ran out of players, I'm sure we did, and Pergos put him up there, and he got a base hit.
What was that whole, like, what was that like? There had to be some great stories come out of that game.
Oh, it was, if I'm not mistaken, I think we had a day game the next day.
Yes.
And you know, guys were saying, I'm just going to stay here. I'm not going home. But it was a trip, because it was, you know what? The other thing people don't look at, we were scuffling at that time. We had lost like 7 out of 10, and St. Louis was making a move on us. We just lost 3 out of 4 to St. Louis in St. Louis. And we lost the first game of that doubleheader. And that was a big game for us, and you know, sort of kickstarted us again back to where we wanted to be. But that was a fun team to be around.
Oh, man. Some of the great stories. I remember when I was doing a piece about the vet, and I don't know if it was Crocky or somebody was talking about playing wiffle ball all night. Like, they'd stay over, and they would play wiffle ball with the Cubbies all night long, which I love that. I think that's the greatest thing ever.
Well, that group there, I mean, it just a regular game, because Vuk was one of our coaches too, and you know, we're baseball lifers, and after games, I can remember us, the game ended at 10 o'clock, we'd still be in there at 12:30, 1 o'clock talking baseball. It was just a different feel, because most of those guys were towards the end of their career. Nobody predicted that we would get into the playoffs, let alone the World Series, and it was a fun group to be around.
Yeah.
They came and they brought it every night, and it's just a shame we came up a little bit short, but we went a lot farther than a lot of people thought we were going to do.
It was so much fun. One of the great things I've always loved, and I still like to do it, is talking about the game, like sitting around, having a beer, and just talking about the game. Like, there's nothing better than sitting around talking about what just happened.
And you know what, Ant? You get good constructive criticism when you're after the game and guys are just relaxed a little bit and the guys say, what were you doing on that play? But, you know, we took it as constructive criticism and we respected one another. And back then, there were so many ways to win baseball games, not just home runs. You could hit and run. You could steal. You could squeeze. You can make great plays. It was baseball at its purest. And I think sometimes we're getting caught up with the home run. It's either a home run, a strikeout, or a walk. There's not a lot of strategy anymore. Pitchers throw up in the zone and hitters chase because of the launch angle swing. We need to get back to the grassroots, and because I think these athletes are really good.
Yes.
And I think if they were able to show some of the other skills, people would appreciate a little bit more. But I'll be the first to tell you, there's some times I get a little bit bored watching because you almost predict what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And but I think if you let these guys do some things, you know, everyone thinks, well, the percentage is say you can't hit and run because he's not going to put it in play. Well, people don't understand that if you put a hit and run on, I remember us put hit and runs on with Mike Schmidt, the greatest player ever to put on a Philly uniform because he was in a funk and he would concentrate a little bit, stay on the ball a little bit longer, and maybe one or two times he'd get a hit, then he'd just go off and get hot. But you should be able to do that stuff. And if we did it with Mike Schmidt, we should be able to do it with a lot of people.
Yes. See, here's the thing, Bo. Like, listen, I understand analytics, and analytics have been part of baseball forever, right?
Forever.
I mean, this thing is not new.
No.
I think it's a manipulation of
they
using,
worded different.
Yes.
They worded different. Everything. We had shifts. We had where we were going to play. We had what pitchers throw when the count's one and two. We had all that information. The fact is they use different verbiage now, and now it's people think they're reinventing the game. They're not. We did a lot of that stuff.
I don't understand it.
I scratch my head when I hear people, they didn't do it. Well, we did do all that.
Yes.
We did a lot of that stuff. I'll tell you one thing we didn't do. We didn't have a launch angle because you didn't need a launch angle. We didn't have exit velocity. When you're a hitter and you hit a line drive, you know you hit it good. You don't need a machine to say, wow, he hit that ball 102 miles an hour.
Right.
I mean, it's just, give players credit. You know, they don't want to get, for some reason, I don't know, I don't get that part of it.
Listen, there's some things like, I'm not a big believer in sacrificing all the time and bunting all the time. Like, I understand.
Right.
You know, you want to put the ball in play a little bit. But something like you just said, a hit behind runners.
Right.
Everything. See, here's the problem. When it becomes a religion, when numbers become a religion, is when it gets distorted. Right?
Like,
when you need to scratch home a run, you need to hit behind runners. You need to shorten your swing.
No question. And you know what? I believe exactly what you said about, am I going to bunt in the first inning? Probably not. But if I get Aaron Nolan pitching against Scherzer, and I know the score is going to be 2-1, and the first two guys get on in the first inning off Scherzer, I'm going to try to bunt them over and get a couple runs for Nola because I know there's not going to be a lot of scoring. So if I can get one or two runs early for my best pitcher, I got a good chance of winning. And would I do it with any other pitcher? Probably not.
Right.
Probably not.
It's circumstance.
It also matters who you're playing against.
Yes.
Who the pitcher is. You're not going to get four hits in an inning off those real good pitchers. So you got to scrap some runs out. You got to get a run here, a run there. And like you said, hit and run, hitting behind the runner. Man on second, no outs. Hit a ground ball to the right side. For a guy like Harper coming up, let him hit a fly ball, you get a run. There's so many ways to win baseball games, and yet we just keep relying on the home run and or the strikeout or the walk. And that's the part I think if we let the players play and let them feel
totally
that they can, you know, let them do some things. Let them experiment a little bit and say, hey, I can hit and run. I put this thing in play. Two strikes approach. Those are gone right now.
It's unbelievable.
I mean,
it's right.
When the count's 0-2 or 1-2, you're a little bit defensive up there. When it's 2-0 or 3-1, you're on the offense a little bit. But it's a game of adjustments. And I think that's where we're getting away from. It's not all etched in stone. This is the way we're going to do it today because the book says we're doing it that way. You got to have a feel, and I think that's why Joe's going to be great.
Yes.
He's going to use both the analytics and his gut, and obviously he's been successful in New York. So I think it's a big plus for our team.
And here's something that's not quantifiable, right? is what you just brought up. It's Nola Scherzer. And if you get those two runs home or one run home for Nola, he's pitching differently than he would without a lead. And you know better than anybody. If Nola's got a two-run lead, he's free, feels good, he's confident, and he's going to pitch differently than he would in a 0-0 game.
No question. And he knows out there that if he's got a two-run lead, he might be able to make a mistake in the sixth or seventh inning with nobody on. And a guy hits a home run off him, he's still winning 2-1. Go back to when Carlton in 72, when we had that, we didn't have a good team. What, he went 27, 28?
Yeah.
But you know what, Ant? Every time he came in the clubhouse, we were still very young. We knew as a team, if we got one or two runs, we could win this game. And because we didn't have a real good offense at that time. We were all young kids. But we knew if Carlton got one or two runs, we have a chance. Because everyone says, how did Carlton do that? Well, he'd walk in and say, today's win day, boys. Do whatever you have to do to get in the run or two. And everyone says, okay, you got it, Lefty. You got it. You know? But, I mean, little things like that, you know when your big guy's going, you don't need to score five runs. He's going to go out there, and he's going to shut the other team down. So get one or two early. That means they got to get two or three. And they don't give up those many runs, those real good pitchers.
Yeah, Bo, that's just awesome. I could talk ball with you all day long. You're the greatest. Let's just do me a favor and just be safe, all right?
I will, Ant. You too. And let's keep our fingers crossed that this thing eases off a bit and we can get the 60 games in.
I would love it. I love it. Oh, thanks, Bo. You're the best.
Have a great one.
Take care. See you, brother. The best. Larry Boa on the Comcast Business Highlight. Talking baseball.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.